Uh-huh.
They've got to be traveling at a fairly good rate of speed.
Yeah.
And then, boy, they'll hum louder than that planing mill over there when it's in operation. And you'd be surprised, the splinters will fly and everything. It'll take down underbrush and cut trees. I guess it'd cut trees 4 inches soon.
Do you make a distinction between clearing land and grubbing land?
The grubbing is getting the roots and the stumps out. And clearing is getting the top cleared.
But you would have to grub it if you were going to plant, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. They called it grubbing back in the old days. Uh-huh. But in modern times like this, they would have root rakes and something on bulldozer, heavy equipment to see in. Now, these scarifiers, well, you wouldn't want anything that's modern, I wouldn't think. Anyhow, they'd go ahead and get up these roots and things.
The scarifier is called?
Yes, sir.
Now, what was that?
Well, that's just plows that they'll hinge up, and backing up, they'll float like this, and as you go forward, they'll dig in. And they dig up roots and
all kinds. I see, and it pushes it out.
Yes, sir. They call it windrowing, I believe, when they pile it up, and then,
And then what, they burn it?
They burn it
in the field. Did they ever used to take out logs with chains?
Yes.
And roots and things?
Yeah, they would have logging dogs. There's various type. Some of them they drove in. They was made with a spike-like, well, I can show you one right over yonder. I hung one up. And they drive it in with a hammer. All right, maybe they get a cluster of them. Maybe they have a half a dozen dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They'd drive them in the logs, and then they'd take off to the mill or wherever, loading dock or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd have a hammer suitable for driving in, pulling out the dogs.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a type that was hinged with a sharp spike like a woodpecker's bill.
Uh-huh.
And they could open it up like this and just touch a log with it, and put the tension on it as a whatever he's pulling it with.
Uh-huh.
Pull that in, and then they could go with the various V's.
Would they just did they just drag them off the field then with the chains?
Yeah. Drag them with a stock or whatever, that ox or anything, whatever they had.
Uh-huh. Talking about stuff you'd grow you'd grow different things in a garden, but in a field you'd usually just have one.
Well, we'd plant our cotton and watermelons maybe in the same rows.
Uh-huh.
And then in the corn, we'd have what we call the cornfield beans.
Uh-huh.
You could plant them with your corn.
They grow up the stalk?
They grow up the stalk, uh-huh. Yes. And you planted back in them days, I know they'd planted about 3 foot apart away or something like that. But nowadays, they sow it just like... Uh-huh. And don't no-till English corn without even cultivating it.
Would you call that, say, in cotton, when you had that cotton, when you brought, you'd say that was, is that what the crop would be? What would the crop be?
That'd be called cotton crop.
All right. Now, if you had clover grass in a field, alfalfa, lespedeasia, or whatever, if you cut that once, and then you cut it again, would you have a name for it the second time?
No, this would be second cutting.
All right. Did you ever leave the grass at the end of the season, leave the grass out there in the field and just let it kind of mulch up?
Well, not unless he was using it for mulching purposes. A lot of people use it on the yard, you know, where they have fresh graded or something, to get grass started. Well, they would spread it with grass, and then they'd see the... most of the hay would have seeds in it and would reseed it.
I see. You didn't have a name though for, in some parts of the country they do that routinely. At the end of the season they leave the last cutting out there.
Well, that'd just be mulching.
Okay. And if you had a crop and you didn't plant something 1 year and it just came up by itself, what would you call
it? Volunteer.
Okay. Now we were talking before about wheat,